When It All Syncs Up. Written by Maya Ameo. Narrated by Max Amani. This is an Anik audiobook. Dedication. For all the highly melanated girls, you are beautiful and belong in the sun. M.A. Author's note. The ultimate intention of this story is to hold space for people, particularly young Black women, who have experienced trauma. This is a story centered around healing and support. However, there are a lot of dark places that are traveled along the way. Those sensitive to issues of racial discrimination, mental health challenges, disordered eating, and verbal abuse, please be aware that these topics are covered at length throughout this story. There are also a lot of on-the-page descriptions of addiction issues in relation to a supporting character, as well as brief off-the-page mentions of physical and sexual assault of a supporting character. I advise those who find these topics potentially triggering to proceed carefully and at their own pace. 1. Stop freaking out! You've got this, Aisha! Michaela's voice cuts through the jittery, jumbled thoughts that have me pinned in place in front of my dresser mirror. When I glance at her across my tiny dorm room, her dark eyes are fixed on me, daring me to disagree. Inhaling deeply, I sink to the floor. The faint chemical musk of carpet cleaner fills my nose. My heartbeat starts to slow down as I contort myself into a split, pressing down hard on my calves. You're right. I worked my ass off last week. Exactly. Michaela's still focused on me, looking as effortlessly confident as always. Warner had to have noticed. You're definitely scoring an apprenticeship spot. We'll see. Wish me luck. Jumping up, I cross my room in a few steps. I tap my chest once before tapping hers. My fingers glide off the glossy magazine poster of Michaela DePrince tacked to the wall above my desk, next to my Misty Copeland and Raven Wilkinson posters. I tap Misty and Raven next. Michaela's airborne form, poised gracefully in a grand jeté, is physics-defying. A pattern of tiny vitiligo spots is a beautiful explosion of sparks across her deep, brown skin. My own skin is a similar shade, but slightly darker. Sweetie, remember what I said about staying out of the sun, my mom calls out as I skip into the kitchen from the backyard. My shoulders stiffen, but I pretend not to hear her as I twirl my iridescent pink Sailor Moon wand, watching it glimmer in the sunlight. Snapping out of the memory, I find myself still staring at the poster. Looking away, my face grows warm like someone is witnessing this, even though I'm alone. It's pretty sad that I've had a variation of this same fake conversation every morning for the last 3 years. But being almost friendless forces you to get creative. I would definitely be completely friendless if Neil knew about my little morning ritual. I get that you love Michaela, but it's just a stupid poster, Ish. I can almost hear his snorting laugh. I'm somehow annoyed even imagining Neil saying that, which is dumb. I should stick to being annoyed with him about something he actually did, missing our weekly virtual dance party last night. I stayed up way too late waiting for him to call, but he must have fallen asleep early. All right, here we go. Time to stop zoning out and talking to myself like a freak. I grab my hoodie off the back of my desk chair and wrap it securely around my waist over my leotard. Straightening my spine, I perfect my posture, arranging my face in a placid expression fit for public consumption. Wouldn't want to scare anyone faint of heart with my natural resting bitch face. Taking a final deep breath, I step out of the warmth of my room into the cool, hushed hallway. The rubber soles of my knitted boots squeak against the sparkling floor. I squint my eyes almost shut. The rising sun peeking out from the towering crop of evergreens behind the dorms is way too bright through the empty hall's floor-to-ceiling windows.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?